If you've been struggling to make more sales of your digital products, you need to watch this video and hang on till the end because I am saving the best strategy for the last. So strategy number one is to create a bundle. Now a bundle is simply a packaging of various types of digital products that you may already have in your shop or in your website, and making sure that this is a complementary package so that whoever is your end customer actually benefits a lot from this bundle. Now in my previous video, which was all about creating an offer, I spoke about value stacking, which essentially means that you create 10x the value in the product that you are selling for the price that you are selling at. So if you're selling a product for $100, you want to be making sure that the value you're offering is at least $1,000. This means that when you package up your product into a bundle, not only does it increase the value of what you're offering, but it also makes it more enticing to your customer to buy it. So whether you're looking for a seasonal bundle or whether you're looking for an evergreen bundle, this is definitely one strategy you need to explore to increase your sales, no matter whether you're selling on Etsy, on Shopify, or on Stan. Offer number two is to make sure that you are offering upsells to your existing customers. Now, upsell simply means that a person who has already bought something from you is now receiving a second or a third offer. Now, you can either make upsells during the checkout process of your page. So, for example, if you are on Shopify, you can simply install an upsell plugin and kind of create complementary products that people can be upsold to so that there is an increase in the average order value of the product. If you're not using Shopify, you can also manually create upsells via emails. So if you have the email address of your customer, you can actually send them links to complimentary products that they can purchase from you after they have purchased the first product. So many of us are always looking for the first sale or the first customer, but what we forget is that we also have an existing pool of customers to work with. And as they say, it is much easier to sell to an existing customer than it is to find a new customer. So if you're thinking of increasing your cash flow quickly or increasing your sales, you know, really quick, this is an excellent strategy to include in terms of making sure that not only do you add more value to your audience by offering them complimentary products, but also in increasing the average order value that your customer has with you. So let's take an example of what would make a good upsell. So if you have, let's say, a planner that you're creating on the front end of your shop and you are selling it, and let's say it is a finance planner. A great upsell for this would be finance templates, which the same customer can then use, but for a different objective. So let's say that the planner was going to help them tackle, you know, budgeting and how to plan their finances for the next year. So maybe the upsell that you offer to them is going to be templates that's going to help them create this planner in like a beautiful ebook format or in a presentation format. Now think of ways that you can add more value by offering complimentary products, but also doing it in a way that creates a lot of value for you and money for you in the business as well. The best place for you to create and offer upsells is definitely the checkout page. So when someone is already in the process of buying from you, it is really easy for them to add something to the cart. And you must have seen many e-commerce brands do that as well, when they offer you, you know, a limited time offer or something you can add, you know, as an upgrade. But you can do the same thing also via email by following up with a series of emails where you create value, you share why this product is relevant to them, and then you make a special offer so that they can be upsold to another product. Now, since we already spoke about having an email list, strategy number three is to actually share offers with your email list. Now, obviously, in order to be able to do this, you first of all need to start building an email list, which is something that you can get started for completely for free with tools like MailChimp or ConvertKit, which are free up to a certain number of contacts. Now, in the marketing world, what we call an ethical bribe is also known as a freebie or a lead magnet. What this does is that it creates something of value that your ideal customer is looking for and gives that in exchange for their email address. So this means that you can share something valuable with your audience in whatever niche or industry that you're in to entice them to join your email list, which can then be a part of your weekly or daily or monthly newsletter. And that is where you can create and share offers. Building an email list is also a great way for you to safeguard your business from things like getting hacked, getting banned on Etsy, or getting your shop suspended and relying too much on social media platforms. Even though we all love to flaunt our followers and all of these vanity metrics, at the end of the day, they don't mean anything if your account is going to get hacked or banned overnight. This is why having your own email list is such an important asset and one that I have been building for my own business, that I also recommend my students to build, not only because you own your own email list of, you know, contacts, but also because you can share regular offers with them, which then in turn make you more sales and money for your business. Strategy number four is to add a new stream of traffic. Now, I know how overwhelming it can be to start out on a new platform and try to build out traffic there. However, sometimes the fact of the matter is that whatever platform you're on, maybe it's simply not working for you or for your audience, or it is working for you, but you also want to increase the amount of traffic that you're getting from somewhere else. So I've explained this in many other videos, and feel free to check that out in my digital products playlist on this channel. But you have different types of traffic that you can build. You have paid traffic, you have organic traffic, you have referral traffic, right? So any of these three streams of traffic can be used to increase the number of people that are viewing your products, viewing your shop, because as we know, there is such a thing as a conversion rate, which means that the more people that are seeing your product, the more people are going to be taking action and converting into customers. Even if you have a very average industry standard conversion rate of, let's say, 1%, if you only have 100 people viewing your page every single day, you're only going to make one sale. But if you can increase that number from 100 to 200, you can now double your sales as well. This is why looking at another traffic stream can be a great strategy for increasing your digital product sales. Now, some of my favorite ways to drive traffic include Pinterest, Instagram, as well as paid ads. You may or may not be ready to invest into paid ads, which I totally understand, because maybe you haven't found a profitable product or you haven't reached the point where you are willing to invest in your business. But there are so many different ways which are free and cost you nothing that you can use to generate more traffic into your business and more sales. The easiest right now would be to get started on something like Instagram or TikTok, which are basically short form video platforms where you can create short videos to convert your buyers into customers. And how it works is that you create videos which are either educational, inspirational, or informational related to the niche of the product that you're selling, and then direct these people over to the link in your bio, which is where your shop link is going to be active. You can also use features like Instagram or TikTok stories to further build your relationship with your audience, nurture them, and then chat with them in the DMs and basically sell your products there as well. It's also a great place for you to direct people to your email list or to any other offers that you have so that you can grow and build your own community. In the marketing world, the more traffic streams that you have, the more secure your business is, because you don't just rely on one thing. If let's say you have an Etsy shop and all you're relying on is Etsy internal traffic, what happens when Etsy decides not to rank your listing anymore, right? You completely lose all of your traffic and you lose your sales. So you want to be making sure that you are investing into separate external sources of traffic so that you can direct more people over to your sales page and make more sales. Now, moving on to strategy number five, which is my favorite strategy, and I think something that not enough of entrepreneurs are doing, and that is to sell more often. Now, what do I mean by selling more often? I don't care whether you sell a digital product which is $10 or you sell a product which is $200. At the end of the day, selling more often means that you show up more often and you share your products. It doesn't matter whether you share them on Instagram, on YouTube, on your blog, on your podcast, whatever platform that you choose, you need to be regularly talking about your products. When you're creating your content, always think, how can I lead this content or the viewer of this content towards my product? This can be done by simply adding text on top of your content. Or for example, if you're creating a reel, you can say, hey, click the link in my bio to learn more, or my ebook is available at X% right now, get it from the link in bio. There's so many ways for you to direct people over, but unless you decide to show up and actually make sales, no sales are going to happen. So whether you're selling on Etsy, on Shopify, on Stan, or any other platform, it all doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you are the entrepreneur, whether or not you are the face behind the business also doesn't matter. But if you are the entrepreneur, you want to be making sure that you're actually showing up to sell more, whether it is through your email list, through creating new offers, through adding new traffic streams, or it is simply by telling more people that your offer exists. I can assure you that not everyone pays attention to you every single day, and there are definitely lots and lots of people who would benefit from hearing more that you have something to sell. So make sure that you don't do yourself and your customers a disservice by not showing up. Show up as often as you can. Talk about your offers till people are sick of hearing them, because like I said, there's always going to be someone who wouldn't know what you're selling, no matter how big or small your audience is. So make sure that you're actually showing up and doing the work and not just waiting for customers to fall from the sky on your lap and magically build your business. You do need to make an active effort in selling your product and promoting it on as many platforms and on as regular a basis as possible. So I hope this video was helpful for you. If you're interested in learning more, you can check out my courses that are going to be linked down in the description box below. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.